To attain peace, not only must you seek it, but you must also be willing to receive it. Like faith, peace is something you have to choose every day, sometimes every hour. What does peace really mean? Peace means harmonious connection with something or someone. Indeed, the root of the word peace means to fasten or to confirm an agreement. Thus, connection is at the heart of peace. Peace always includes a with of association, or there is no peace. That is, peace has to do with a state which can exist between two or more entities, including your relationship with yourself, for you do have a unique kind of relationship with yourself. Peace is the harmony of interconnected well-being, with three primary dimensions. First, peace signifies the absence of disease, infirmity, and discord, whether of body, soul, or spirit, or relationship. Second, peace is a positive, harmonious connection with oneself, including body, soul, and spirit. Third, peace is a right relationship with God, and built on that with each other, which God wills for us. Let us begin with a breath prayer for peace, lasting 5 or 10 minutes, which you can lengthen as the Spirit guides you. Seated comfortably, breathe in the peace of Christ which Jesus gave us and is beyond our understanding. Then yield to that peace as you breathe out. Imagine the peace of Christ being all around you, ever available to you like air, if and as you are ready to breathe it in and exhale all resistance. Breathe in peace, and as you breathe out, yield to that peace. Continue breathing in peace and breathing out, yielding yourself to that peace. Take to heart Jesus' words from John 14. Peace I leave with you, my peace I give to you. I do not give to you as the world gives. Do not let your hearts be troubled, and do not let them be afraid. In Christ there is peace, always peace. Jesus said also in John, I have said this to you so that in me you may have peace. Christ's peace, which is beyond our understanding, is the faith conviction that all will be well eternally. If you believe that everything will end well, you can move more readily and face and endure what you must on the way to eternal well-being. Paul experienced the peace of Christ which forgave him his past life and motivated his mission to humanity. Paul said, Now may the Lord of peace himself give you peace at all times, in all ways. As you silently breathe in peace, you will come to feel more at peace than in brief periods throughout your day. Breathe in again peace, and breathe out yielding to that peace. Let it become a comforting rhythm.